This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I really want a pina colada after hearing that, let me tell you.
Well, I think our next guest will be able to deliver that to you, Alex.
Yes, we're going to give them a little very, very quick intro. It's Nathan Clark who's representing the Port Douglas Hot and Steamy Festival that's taking place early next year. And it's going to include an outdoor dance party, a poolside DJ, special entertainment and guests and grand openings at the famous Sugar Wharf up in Port Douglas in Queensland. Nathan, thank you so much for joining us here on Bad Gays.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all ours. Now, I need to know, how has this not happened before? Like, a tropical getaway with the gays?
I don't know. It's like, we moved up here a couple of years ago and my partner said, why isn't there a fantastic gay festival up here? So we're building it and hopefully they'll come.
How would you best describe the vibe and purpose of the festival, say, as compared to, like, Mardi Gras or Midsummer here in Melbourne? It's Matt here, by the way.
I mean, it's very looking to be quite a boutique type of festival. We don't have, in Port Douglas, we are very remote, and we don't have a huge amount of, facilities where you can have thousands of people. So it's probably going to be roughly a couple hundred people coming along. So very much, very intimate, very boutique style. So, and lots of really great, fantastic venues that we've selected. So, as Alex was saying before, the Sugar Wharf, the opening sunset tea dance is at the Sugar Wharf, which is a beautiful, historic, old Sugar Wharf, funny enough, and it's right on the water, and it's just got the most stunning mountain and sea backdrop. So we've selected a few other venues, such as this incredible pool party at Niramea is in Port. We've got a gay train or a train that we're catching from town to the pool party, and we're having some other really great venues that have come on board.
Now, Nathan, it's Helen, the president of the and card-carrying member of the Global Bad Gays Movement here. So I want to put a picture in your head, Nathan. Think of, I'm going to give you a pop culture reference. Think of Cam from Modern Family in a muumuu with not a skerrick of human flesh showing. When we bad gays descend on Hot and Steamy next year, dressed as such, what activities during the festival are must attends for your quintessential bad gays?
As a bad gay, you have to see the Great Barrier Reef. It is, there's been a bit of bad press over it the last couple of years, as you'll be aware, but it is still an incredible experience. It's still amazing. Like, it's coming back from a couple of bleaching events it had a couple of years ago, and I was out there a couple of weeks ago. They do call me a bit of a tour tart up here, so you get a lot of freebies. Ooh. And I went
So you're actually a good gay, aren't you, Nathan? You're one of them.
He's on the gay train.
I saw that there a couple of weeks ago, and it was just incredible. That's probably the best I've seen it in 20 years. So it is. If you haven't been to the Great Barrier Reef, you should see it. And it's a great opportunity to come out, come up and visit, come to the festival and see the Great Barrier Reef and the Daintree Rainforest as well, which is just also on our doorstep. So that's one great thing. As I said, we've got the pool party. You can wear your muumuu around the pool party. That's great. It's not clothing optional. So we're doing a public place.
Nathan, it's a caftan around the pool. Thank you very much.
With big sunglasses.
Yeah.
And a very large hat.
Nathan,
you look stunning.
We'll have to find it. We're just going to have to go and see. Nathan, you touched on the reef, having bad press. So you can confirm from us, for being a local up there, that it's definitely still in action. People are saying it's not got long to go. Can you tell us a bit more about that? A bit worried down here.
Yeah, not true. As one thing that does, as locals, it does frustrate us because there's a perception that out there that the reef is dead or dying, and it's actually not. It has had, it has been distressed over the last couple of years, but it has an uncanny ability to rejuvenate itself, and it's looking incredible. I came away from that day just really smiling, really happy, and go, it's not all doom and gloom. And look, I think anyone who goes and sees it would still be incredibly amazed by how beautiful and how amazing it is, and it's just right on our doorstep. And I think a lot of people should take the opportunity to see it. If they don't come up hot and steamy, that's fine. Come see it anyway.
Yay. Well, thank you, Nathan, for joining us. It's very exciting. It's like we've kind of touched on, it's early next year. If people want more information, where can they go? What can they do?
We'll go to our website, pvhotsteamy.com.au. We just launched our festival pass this morning, so that's available for people to check out. So, look, we're really recommending people getting buy tickets as soon as they can because, as I said, it's a very small, intimate type of gay festival. Well, we're starting out small and intimate. We might grow and grow. So I'd really encourage people, if they're really interested in coming along, check out our website, check out our Facebook page, and book those tickets as soon as you can and come for an amazing time.
You heard it first up there in Port Douglas. They're growers, they're not showers, and I reckon it's going to be a really good turnout. Thank you, Nathan.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It just gets words hard to me. Gets me looking forward to the warmer weather that is yet
to come. It suggests good gay to me, hot and steamy, though. There's something quite sexy about that. But then I suppose, you know, you get up there and you're sunburnt and you've got stingers and you can't go in the water because there's crocs and you think, oh, my God. But yeah. But that's just me speaking as a Victorian, you know.
No, yes. Welcome to FNQ, as we like to call it. When we come for you, bad gays, bad gays. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when we come for you, bad gays? Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.